But we were asked to put in what we saw as the working document from the GC and NAD. Understand, the North American Division and the General Conference are one. They are. The unions and the conferences are the other governing body. So we were asked to bring this document in. We made some revisions to it. But I can tell you, as a member of that committee, I'm not completely comfortable with it. We did what we were asked, and that is to then put it in your power as the spokesman, as the people that represent this conference, on whether or not you agree with that document. Am I correct?
You're correct.
So we did what we could with the information that we were given. You, as a whole now, as the constituency of this conference, now have the ability to say, you know what, I don't really like the way it's worded. It's worked okay the last 4 years. Let's keep it as it is. Now, I'll get personal. I see the new document as General Conference overreach.
Yeah.
There are parts in it that don't let conferences be conferences.
Yep.
So that's the perspective from a member of that committee. We did what we could, but it is up to you at this point to look at that document as a whole.
Thank you so much. And before the next speaker comes, the final speaker on this, the Southwestern Union becomes your mouthpiece. What you're sharing with us, we pass on to that. We are your representatives here in the division. And so we've noted these concerns and making notes so that we know where to operate when we talk to the upper levels. Yes, sir. I should have been asking everybody's name so I could get a chance to know you. And I apologize for those who have been to the mic whose names I haven't asked.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Pastor Bailey Schmidt from the Ardmore SDA Church and Bald Valley Church. Just a question of clarification. So the bold red letters are coming down from the NAD, is that correct?
That's
now,
correct.
My next question then is, what part does the General Conference have to do with that? Do they have approved? Do we have to take this from the NAD to the General Conference and Annual Council, or at the General Conference session in 2022 to finalize this? Do they vote on this, or is it subject to the North American Division, unions, and conferences?
Well, as information comes up and concerns are addressed, it goes from the local conference to the local union, and then to the division. The division then makes puts those recommendations to the general session, general conference at annual council.
So
they have the spring and fall annual council, and then from there, that recommendation from the annual council then goes to the GC session.
Okay, so that would have to come back to the GC session. So what we're asking today is you're asking to defer this to be taken back up. You guys would represent us to the NAD.
I was asking for a deferment, but from the conversation, now the chair is open for a motion to not accept the proposed changes to the Constitution.
I make that motion that we not accept those proposed changes.
Now, it's been moved and seconded that the added language to the Constitution be refused.
Yes.
Everybody clear on the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you clear on the motion?
Ready to vote? We're going to do this by show of hands, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you want the devices?
Yeah.
They like those devices. Okay. Come on, John.
No, they want to show of hands so they can take our names.
No.
Yeah. We appreciate the conversation. We had, and I want to say once again that it was a delight to work with your Constitution and Bylaws Committee.
I have a question of clarification.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When we vote yes, that means that we're against the changes.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Get to the mic, please.
Oh. You have it.
Okay.
Can't hear.
Okay.
Yes, he wants to make it so no delete.
Where's that translate, right?
Okay, los que están aquí este, para votar ahorita en este momento, ustedes recibieron unos papeles de los que se quieren hacer enmiendas, se quieren cambiar algunas cosas que estaban escritas. Y ustedes tienen que leerlos y si no están de acuerdo, todos están ahorita que no están de acuerdo con los cambios que se quieren hacer, ustedes tienen que votar si están de acuerdo o si no están de acuerdo. Pero tienen que entenderlo porque es muy, muy, muy importante. ¿Okay? Si tienen preguntas ahí, díganle a su líder, a su pastor, al que está al lado de ustedes, para que ustedes puedan votar. Gracias. Thank you very much.
No, pero... Tienes que decir...
Ready to vote? Okay.
They don't understand what they're voting on.
You may now vote. Everybody clear on the motion?
No.
Just,
what
yes,
your motion no. is that this that you are not accepting the proposed recommendations to the Constitution, not the bylaws. Just the Constitution. We're dealing only with the Constitution at this point. Okay, we're ready to vote.
It's not clear in Spanish.
It's not clear in English either.
It's not clear. I didn't vote. I don't, my laws are just, this is minutia, a lot of policy.
Just, Mr. Fisher, before you speak, if you have concerns about the added language, any of the added language in the bylaws, I want you to be specific in terms of where it's located in the document by line so that we can make note of that where you are concerned, what you are concerned about. I think that some of the language, added language to the bylaws is good, but you may see it otherwise. Yes, sir.
Yeah. As usual, we need to update things from time to time because of changing times. But
Mike, the phone up.
Are we on here? Again, I feel like that this changes to the bylaws is a move to give more power to the General Conference and the NAD, take it away from the local laity, local people here in Oklahoma. For example, on line 129 of the bylaws, we went from 1% to 10%. Does that mean we're going to allow the General Conference or the NAD to bring a bunch of preachers into the Oklahoma Conference constituency meeting and vote to dilute what we as local people want to decide to do? In other words, I mean, that's what it seems like.